You're listening to The Positive Professional with me, Tracy Yvonne. Voting isn't just about going to the polls on election day anymore. Options like early voting, mail-in voting, and ballot drop boxes are available to more voters and growing in popularity. How to Vote, a tool created by Democracy Works, breaks down the options your state offers for casting a ballot, empowering you to decide when and where to vote. Democracy Works is committed to helping you vote no matter what, and their tool, How to Vote, does just that. So decide when and where you'll vote this year at howto.vote. I want to take a second to just thank everyone that's been supporting the Positive Professional podcast. This is something that was supposed to start 5 years ago, but X, Y, and Z and everything in between would get in the way, and I would keep putting it on the back burner. When the pandemic started, I said to myself, I'm going to use this opportunity to work on some of these goals that I've been putting on the back burner. So again, thank you so much for supporting. A couple of weeks ago in one of my episodes, I talked about what is self-care. And if you listened to the episode and followed some of the tips, you may have noticed that you are getting some resistance while trying to take care of yourself more. See, in our society, it's about working hard and helping others before you can help yourself. Or some people think that self-care is more of a reward for working hard than something that's vital to your health. That's simply not true. And self-care doesn't mean that you're being selfish. Self-care benefits you and everyone else around you. Now, you may have heard this before, but it's a great example and needs to be repeated. When you get on a plane, one of the first things they tell you to do is to put your oxygen mask on before you assist others in the event of an incident. Not because it's selfish, but because it's logical. If you're having a hard time breathing, you won't be able to help others around you. So ultimately, both you and the person needing your help are out of luck, all because you put them before yourself. Now, this same story can be interpreted in your everyday life. If you're burned out or unhappy, you won't benefit the people around you. You will do subpar work and maybe even say things you didn't mean to say if you don't take care of yourself. By simply putting yourself first, you can easily change your productivity and relationships with work, friends, and family. A good self-care routine also allows you to rediscover yourself. Knowing what you enjoy that makes you happy, or understanding your passion and purpose and life benefits the people around you. See, these people get to experience the best you that there is. The relaxed and highly self-confident and powerful person you are. Less negativity and resentment towards others allows for stronger and more meaningful relationships to flourish. There may be a few people in your life that will see self-care as selfish, but don't let that stop you. Instead, educate them. Perhaps they're just as overwhelmed as you are, but don't understand the importance of self-care. More than likely, they'll eventually agree with you and may even add it to their schedule. And if they don't understand it, there's no point in stressing about what they say. Don't let that stop you from taking care of yourself. Always remember, your health, happiness, and life matter too. Stay safe and be well.